Weiter in Shas, we're in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Vav. Picking up at the top of the page, four lines down. Azuk the Hayaluga Gemara, continue on with the next part of the Mishnah. We said, Ve'ino Ose Yayin Nesach Achihir the Bor. It doesn't become Yayin Nesach until it goes into the Bor, until it falls into the cistern. Sounds like it's fully complete, fully done, fully processed once it makes it into the bar. Effectively, but we have a Mishnah, which is the Tanan. Yain Misha Yikpe, when wine, when does it become to get to a state where now you take off Meisers from it? In other words, as Rashi, have a Gemar Malacha, Lenin Meiser, Leisel Shtias Arai, not let it eat it Arai anymore. That's when the Chreft floats up to the surface. Rashi says, "Misha yikbe loshon saf," like it's floating. Kemo kafet tumua tuhuma meseches sukkah shetzafin achertzanim aliyayin. You have all the dreg is floating on the wine. Kishu nach babor when it sits in the pit. So when it falls into the pit, okay, but then it's got to settle in a way that the stuff floats up to the top, and only then is going to be fully processed. So you said once it gets in the bar, immediately it's good. Here it seems to be saying there's another step. Amar Rava Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Akiva, Ha Rabbanan. The other Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and ours is going through the lashon of the Rabbanan. The Tanya only to the Braisa. So Sashas changes that. Yayin Misha Yerid Babor. When wine falls into the pit, Rabbi Akiva Omer Misha Yikba. So we have over there, straight up, the Braisa, the Tanakam is saying when it falls into the bar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, only once the Chreft floats up to the top, then it's going to be ready. Rabbi Akiva clearly in this context is more Makel, meaning it's not considered done, and until the stuff gets to the top. Ibailu, Ibailu. Keep wait. Debor, or keep us the chavis. Right, when Rabbi Akiva says that it's got to flow up to the top, is the floating of the chreft to the top and the wine's in the bar, or when it's in after the wine's already taken out of there and put into the cask and to the keg, into the barrel, and then it floats up to the top. Which state? Which would be at a later state? Says Gemara, Tashima, 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 Tashima. The time we learned in the Mishnah. The one that we just saw, that is, Yain Misha Yikpa, when the wine becomes Chayiv in Maisus, once it gets floats up to the top, Afa Pi Shekipa, even though it floats to the top, Kolet Minagas El Yona, Minatzinor Vishose, Shmamina Kipoi Dabor Kamrina. If it didn't yet hit the bar, but it was in the part which is like that basin, which is the upper level. Remember we said it, you like step on it and then it goes through and it goes to this basin, then it goes through a pipe and then it gets down to the bar. So in the stage when it's on the upper wine press, which is that place where you step all over it, and the pipe, the draining pipe that's going from there to the bar, you could drink over there with no problems. You don't have to worry about trumus maas, no anything. The Rashi says, makom derech marzev hamakaleach hayayin lebar. Rashi says one earlier. Valfi shakafa ma shebabor kolit minagas el yona v'shosa shosa lo yerid labor learning malachas not done yet. And then Shvamina says next Rashi keep with the bor kamar b'zikatani v'afa pishakafa kolit minagas. Even though it floated to the top, you can gather from the gas the I bechavios ma in yono etzel gas. Well, what does that have to do with the gas, with the actual press? Shema Amina. Now, we just brought down the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, but now we see actually another brisa that brings it down a little differently. V'hatani Rav Zavid b'debei Rav Oshaya yayin misha yered labor v'yikpa. Wine is going to be chayiv in Maisos when it goes into the bar and the chref goes to the top. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Oh, that sounded like Rabbi Kiva. No, that was our previous version of Rabbi Kiva. But now we're seeing another one, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Misha Yishle Bechavios. It becomes only Chayiv and Maisos once one draws it from the bar to be pouring it into Chavios. Rashi says, Lashon Hashola Dagim and Hayam, like pulling it out. Misha Yishle Hayayin Minabor Li Nasim Bechavios. Vechim Befarz Bava. Messiah, Masochas Apolim, Mula El Katani Rabbanan Mishir, Labor, the Kiv Mishikpa, ever seeing another stage over here. And for the Gemara, Tirtsa Namil Hach Kamaisa Hachi. No, fix, we have a bit of a problem. The answer is, don't worry, fix up the first price, so also to read as follows. Yayin Mishir, Labor, the Yikpa, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishi, Yishle, Bechavios. So the previous Mishnah that we brought earlier actually should be read differently. That is, it's the Rabbanan who said, once it goes into the bor and Rabbi Akiva, and the stuff goes up to the top, right? So, and Rabbi Akiva says, it is only when it You actually start taking it out at a later stage. What about the fact that we have a Mishnah? It says, for example, Brisa. What about the Mishnah, our Mishnah, which says that an Avodah Zarah is not going to make the wine that he touches Yayin Nesach until it goes into the bar, which the Mashmos says that once it goes into the bar, it becomes Yayin Nesach if he touches it immediately, even before the stuff floats to the top. Therefore, our Mishnah holds, unlike both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, the wine is considered fully done at the moment it goes into the bar. Lema Tlasa Tanayi, you want to see that this is really is a three-way machlokas here? The one says it's when it falls into the bar. The other one says when it floats up the top. And the third one says it's when you go and you put the scooper in to put it into the barrel. Says Rashi, Nema ki hechi tegetani le'inyan nesach hachanami svirli le'inyan ma'iser. Not only is it by Yayin Nesach that it says like that, but also that would also play out also by ma'iser as well. Upligi adar abonim v'adar Rebbe Akiva is arguing on both. Rashi says, Tlosa tanayi, there's three tanayim here. Tana didon savar, our tana holds, mishi yared the bar, when it falls into the bar. Udar abonim mishi yikbe, when it goes in the stuff flows to the top of the bar. Udar Rebbe Akiva, mishi yishla, when you go and you pull it all out. Says, No. Don't bring that point in to think that it's a third wheel over here. There's a discussion that the Machlokus of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is about when you're Chayiv and Meiser. And then what you just brought in here was a question about Yayin Nesach. Those are two separate inyanim. Don't try to mix them. And that is in reference to the idea of Meiser. Even our Mishnah is going to be masking that the wine isn't considered fully done when it's just gone into the bar. And shiny yayin nesach tachmir b'rabbanan. When it comes to yayin nesach, the chamor more machmir. Rashi is a little bit meiser. Ikar rabbanan ikar b'giva. That's the machlokas that we have over there. Beep. Turn the page. Nun vav mabes. Ularava de lo shiny lay. Mokum lay kitlasa tanoi. But according to Rava, who doesn't make a distinction between the dinim of yayin nesach and those of meiser, he says yayin echinami. It's a three way machlokas. When we brought up the Machlokas originally, Rava brought up this question. Right? And Amud Aleph, when he asked the question, our Mishnah, which says wine is fully done once it goes into the bar, and the Mishnah that we find elsewhere in Maisos, which says that the wine is only going to be fully done once the stuff, the chreft, floats up to the top. And what did Rava answer? He says, no, our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, and the other Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Since Rava is masking that the Mishnayos aren't able to be worked out together and didn't answer the Chachamim or Machmir in reference to Yayin Nesach and that with Maisos, he must hold that whenever wine is considered fully done in regard to one of these dinim, it's fully done for the other as well. And therefore, he's going to say it's not only by, it's not a distinction between Maisos and Yayin Nesach, they're in the same boat, and therefore, yes, in the Chinami, he says it's a three-way machlokas. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Masha Babor Aser Vashar Moter, once the wine goes into the pit, into the bore, the last part of the fray, of the stage of making wine, just an amazing concept. It'd be great to go on a trip to see this, but when going to wine, Masha Babor Aser Vashar Moter, that which is in there is going to be Aser, and the rest of it is going to be mutter, says the Gemara. Amar, what does it mean? Aser means now it started the process. If you think of Maisos and if in Yayin Nesach and all that stuff, again, dependent on the machlokas we just saw mentioned before. They're three-way or two-way machlokas. In any event, the stuff beforehand for that stage, though, is going to be good, seemingly going to everyone. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu elashol hichser gargusni lagas. This din, that the wine that's on the treading basin, that in-between stage where that basin is mutter, is only a reference in case where one does not return the stuff of the strainer back into the treading basin in order to process it even more. Right? Because it could be the stuff already went through there, and then they picked it back up and put it back on. Gargusni, if he took the Lagas, if one returned the strainer to the treading basin in order to press more out of it, then Aser, then the wine that's found over there is actually going to be Aser. Rashi says, who sal gadol, big basket, shekasher b'tzinor, it's tied to the tzinor, v'yayin yorid min tzinor l'tocho, mitocho labor, k'di l'sanin yayin mizagin v'chertzanim, it's coming to strain the wine from all of the peels and the things of the sorts and the pits. But then it's going to be aser. If you put it back in, Rashi says, af masha begas, even if it's in the press. Gargusni, frankly, gargusni gufa b'may komitzer. Now, how did the wine that's in the strainer itself become aser? Benitzuk, because of the flow that's going in between them. That is according to the view of our Mishnah, that only the wine in the bar, in the cistern, in the pit, is going to become, is open to Yai Nesach. The wine in the strainer is not going to be Nesach, even if he goes and he touches it. The only, if the guy touches it over there, the only basis for asking this wine is that the stream flowing from the strainer to the bar connects the wine in the strainer with the Isser Yain Nesach that's in, with, you know, in the actual pit. Rashi says, Kiluach, the flow. Hayord mi gargusni labor. Umechaber gargusni li yain nesach shababor. It connects it. Shema mina nitzuk chibor. Shema mina nitzuk chibor. You want to say that we learn that from this Rav Huna, that a stream is considered a connection? Rashi says, Lachaman basochas hapoel. Please, you find that's a machlokas. Naf ayin beiz amad beiz. Towards the end of the Masechta. Wow. Says Gemara, no, Kidatani Rabbi Chia. It's like Rabbi Chia taught in another place over there. She pichasatu tzluchiso. It's the Rashi says the Kaman Basocher, where the wine in the Avodah Zarnik's flask rose up until it touched the funnel. That, again, we're going to see is a discussion over there. The Mishnah on Ayin Beis teaches that if a Yid pours wine through a funnel into the flask of an Avodah Zarnik that has in it Yain Nesach, and then use that funnel to pour wine into a Yid's flask, the wine in the Yid's is going to be usher because a drop of wine remained in the funnel from the first pouring and is now mixed with the Jew's wine. The Mishnah does not explain why the drop of wine that remained in the funnel is usher. The Gemara there suggests that it's because when the Jew poured the wine into the Avodah Zarnik, the wine flowing through, the funnel, was connected by the stream to the leftover Yai Nesach at the bottom of the Avodah Zarnik's flask. So any drops of wine remaining in the funnel afterwards are usher by because of it, like mixed with Yai Nesach, and therefore the Gemara there learns out from the Mishnah that Nitzuch Chibor is actually connected. Rav Chia, though, he rejects this raya by bringing a raya, which explains the Mishnah is talking about a case where the first pouring was done, the level of wine in the Avodah Zarnik's flask rose up. It's not just like it's connected to it, but it actually grows up to touch the funnel. The one pouring placed the bottom of the funnel in the flask and then filled the flask at the point to where its wine reached the funnel. So the wine in the funnel was not just connected by a stream, it actually touched it directly. So that's what we're talking about. Here also, it's where it ended up touching the actual strainer. The stuff in the bor went up all the way till it touched it. Rashi says, Shinisamale abor ad sheyegi hagayin v'tafach b'shule hagargusni. It actually touched it, kemo pichsa b'faneha d'cholat slamim. So, period. Now, says the Gemara, Ahu Yanuka, all the Yanuka, involved in Beis. Ahu Yanuka, there was a child, Rashi says, Ben Sheishanim, he was 6 years old, and this is someone, this child, the Tana Avodas Kocham Shis Shnei, right, that says he was 6 years old, right? It says, by the age of 6 years old, he was a master in Avodah Zarah, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, all the teachings. And Vomini came and asked him a question. Mahu lidrochem over kachav megas? Can you go and you step on the grapes with an avodah zarnik in the cistern? We saw this on yesterday's daf. Amalu, he said to him, darchem over kachav megas. You're allowed to go ahead and do it with him. If I'll come and ask him, bidei. Didn't we say the issue is that he's going to go ahead while he's doing it, he's going to stick his hands in and have in mind he's going to be using it in order to go and give his nisach hayayin? Then it should be us. That's how we ended. Rashi says, a Mishnah Chronik Katani, Chodzu Lomer, in Darchen, they switched their mind and said, you're not allowed to do it. This is fairly Kavuni. How the Ravuni to Mishnah Hischa, Limishach of Yayin. It's already a problem of Yayin Nisach because he's going to stick his hands in. So this is a Gemara, Ditsarila Hulidei. When is it mutter? When they tie his hands together, he's not able to go and touch it. I've all come and asked him a regal. Maybe he's doing it with his feet. He's having a mind to go and to do nisach hayayim with his feet. Nisach de regalosh me nisach. No, that's not called nisach if he does it with his feet. So you're allowed to do it with him as long as you tie his hands. Story time. There was a story time in a day. The Doshu, Yisov, Kachav, Lahu, Chama. There was a Jew and a guy that were trampling on grapes together to make wine. And we're going to see this is the Jew's stuff. V'shaye Shmuel t'lasa rigle, and Shmuel waited three regalim in order to figure out how to paskin here. Rashi says, "Shoyim miskapsin l'shmuel drasha ilchus pesach pesach ilchus aser 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 b'chag b'chag." You wanted to hear the pshat. You know, you wanted to ask a question to see what he should paskin here. My time. What's the reason why he waited these times? Ilay mishum d'kasavar. If you want to say, well, let me just give you a quick rundown. What we're about to see, and that is, we're going to see that there's a three-way machlokus. But what exactly happens when they go ahead and they trample it together? We will see the Tanakama, who's going to say that it is usser to eat, but mutter bahana. Rav Nosson says it's usser entirely, and Rav Shimon says that it's going to be even mutter to eat, to even eat it. So Shmuel had to go according to one of those things here. So my time, what's the reason why he was waiting? Elam Mishum to Kosava, if you want to say that he held, beep, turn the page. Nun Zanam al Alf. De E Mishkachna Tana de Osar Kirabi Nasan Osrino Afilaba Na. That if I'm going to find a Tana who's going to ask this wine for Ana, even when he just touched it, like Rabbi Nasan, then I'm going to paskin to Asr even for Hana. If that's what you want to say he was waiting for. Can't be the time because not in a brisa. Medado, if an avodah zarnik measured the wine in a yid's cask, bein biyad, bein beregel, by either his hand or his foot, yimacher, it should be sold. B'nasan omer biyad also, if he did with his hand, then it's going to be also even for sale. But beregel mutter, it's going to be mutter. So you see, if Nasan says that wine is aser for ana, even if an avodah zarnik just touches it, if you want to say that Shmuel is waiting to hear his din because he wanted to go and pass Rav Nosson, then I'm going to knock it out. Because we could simply say, Amar de Amar Rav Nosson biyad. Rav Nosson says his chumistic opinion only in reference to where he did it with his hand. Beregel mi Amar? Did he say about the foot? Of course not. So in Shmuel's case, with Avodah Zarnik, he was just on this, he was stepping on it with his feet, and there's no reason to even think about that this is going to be Asav Hana, even according to Rabbi Nassim and Sulam Achmir, because he says that's only with the hand, not with the feet. Remember, Rabbi Nassim was one of the three opinions we said before. It's Aser Bechil and Bahana, but again, that's only if it's done with the hands and not with the feet. So therefore, he's not waiting to hear about that opinion. Hello, rather, who is he looking for? We have two opinions that are left. We had the Tanakama and we had Shmuel. Tanakama said that it's Aser Bechil and Matbana. Shmuel says it's much even to go and to eat it. Elos, rather, what's he waiting for? De'i mishkachna tana deshari. If I find a tana is going to matir, even drinking it when the Avodah Zarah just touches it, ki Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon, Rashi says, deshari magish ol v'gachav, mishol neskav in l'nasech, these matirs, if they are touching it without even coming up from the nisach yayin, then isharia afil v'shtia, I'm going to matir it even v'shtia. Rashi says, ki that remember, all these things we're talking about, this Avodah Zarah, these three different opinions here, we're talking about where he's not doing it for Nisach. If he had in mind for Nisach, it's obviously a different story, but he's talking about that Nisach, that even there's even going to be opinions that say it's Aser, even if they go and they touch it. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.